This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz. This episode is proudly brought to you by 2GG Apparel, a premium golf brand for men and women crafted with passion for the game of golf and giving back. You will look great and feel great knowing 2GG Apparel gives 100% of their net profits to charities that give others a second chance. All BirdieCast listeners can get 25% off all apparel purchases at www.2ggapparel.com by using the code BirdieCast25 at checkout. Wear the 2 and help change somebody's life. Welcome back to BirdieCast. I'm Maya.
And I'm Leslie.
And this week we have Matt and Morgan here with us. We're talking about Outside the Ropes. And if you guys want to just introduce yourself, tell us what you guys do for the tour and how long you've been with the tour.
All right. I'm Morgan Miller. I'm Player Services. And this is my second year. I guess I'm at year 2.5 right now, so third season. And I do a lot of like setting the fields, working with the TBA, so our tournament business affairs, on helping arrange the pro-ams, and more so just sending it out to you guys for the communication, and then working with the tournament to make sure we have players for junior clinics, hospital visits, stuff like that. So I'm kind of the go-between.
Yeah, we definitely get a lot of emails from Morgan.
Yeah, so. They're probably sick of my emails.
No, they're very informative, actually. They're great. Okay, and Matt?
All right, I am Matt Clark here. I'm Tournament Operations Coordinator for the Symetra Tour. It's my third season, much like Morgan on tour here. So I think we've been around the country a few times and around the Symetra Tour. So
yeah,
I think we're pretty well educated on what you all have to deal with every week on the road, because we deal with the same stuff.
No, exactly. So to get started, just like a fun question, what's your favorite stop on tour?
Harris.
Yeah.
Harris, Michigan.
Yeah, I think Harris has got to be one of the top ones. It's just nice, like, we can walk to work. A lot of the players stay at the casino, too, so it's just a different vibe. And then I think Cincy was pretty cool this year, too, so far.
Yeah, that was hospitality was, like, the closest to the LPGA.
Yeah, that we have. Definitely. Yeah. Hopefully a new standard that we'll get going.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Oh, those are two good ones. I know.
I think whoever has the best player dining is normally, like, the best stop on tour. So that's Cincinnati Harris probably so far this year. But
I think Harris
is my favorite just because of the golf course and hotel and casino. It's all right there on the same property, and everybody's there all week, and it's just like one big, fun, happy family of everybody on tour, all in the same spot.
For sure.
It's just a good vibe.
Totally agree. So, Matt, you guys set up the golf course every week, and you set up, for people that don't know, there's like scoreboards that they set up and all the ropes and hole signs and
tents. Yeah, everything.
So how early do you guys get to an event?
Normally, if we're going from tournament to tournament, we'll normally like drive or fly on Monday, just depending on how far the tournaments are apart. And then typically like Tuesday morning, we'll start our setup of hole signs and everything like that. So, you know, when you guys are out there for practice rounds, you know what hole you're on, you know what the yardage is, you know where you're hitting from.
Yep.
It's definitely super helpful, I'm sure.
Know where the next hole is.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So is it just that there's just three of you, right, that do this?
Yeah, it's me and DJ and other Morgan Majeski.
Yeah.
Kind of confusing. We have two Morgan M's this year. So.
Yeah. As much as I liked her when you first hired her, I was like, really, guys?
Come on,
guys.
Come on.
Morgan's,
so,
Kathy's.
That's the only people we hire out here.
We've got to come up with some creative nicknames for our Morgans this year, so.
Ooh.
We can work on that.
I think I've settled on Captain Morgan for Morgan Majeski.
Does she run a tight ship? I feel like she definitely keeps everybody in line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys like divvy up, roles, and or how do you just do everything together pretty much?
Pretty much try and do everything together, but we kind of split up, and there's certain jobs that require three people, certain jobs that only require one, so split up and get it done and get everything all set up and make it look like there's a golf tournament going on out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then I guess breaking down, you do that. Does that happen a lot quicker than setting it all up?
Oh, yeah. That's like in afternoon, it all gets broken down. It's like 2.5-3 days to put everything up.
Yeah.
So breakdown's like a big team effort. Everybody's helping out on that, like rules officials and.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody. Oh. Everybody's pitching in on that. So
that's
breakdown's
cool.
a crazy time. But
yeah. Because you can't start breaking down until everybody's done, right? You can't, like, once the
It depends. You know, if there's like the front nine and the back nine kind of crossover, it's kind of tough to be taking down a leaderboard and making a bunch of noise when there's a golf tournament going on 100 yards away from
that's
us.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Even though, like, you're not going to see that leaderboard again if you're playing it. But
Right.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, good.
Do y'all have a lot of days off? How does that work?
Not really. I'm actually on an off day right now.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So I'm here.
Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
In Battle Creek, Michigan, so there's only so much to do, I guess.
Yeah, no, exactly. What about you, Morgan? You do, like, a lot of the outside of the ropes things, which I know, for people that don't know, that's, like, when we come to a new tournament, or come to a tournament, and Morgan sets up kind of volunteer opportunities and, I guess, ways for little outreach opportunities for us to do. Do you often find those opportunities, or do people come and find you for...
It's usually, like, so our tournament business affairs, so TBA is pretty much what we call them, in case you guys ever hear that term. So, like, Dean, Ryan, Tim, those people on site, they'll work with the tournament. And then, just because I know you guys more, and, like, that's more so my role, I'm the go-between. So they usually tell me the information and how many people they need.
Yeah.
But actually, we just went to the dog shelter here, so that was fun.
You did? You went?
Yeah.
Oh, I did that last year, and I told myself I couldn't do it again because I almost walked out
there
with the dog.
There was two. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, that's...
But,
I couldn't do that to myself.
No, it's a lot of fun, but, yeah, so certain things, like if I know the area, like for Daytona, I volunteer at that shelter, so I'm going to set that up again.
Yeah.
Last year, we kind of got rained out in Longwood, so only two players were able to go for that Humane Society visit, but, you know, mostly TBA sets it up, and then I'm just the one that emails you guys.
Yeah. Is it tough being kind of the go-between between players and other parts of the staff?
It can be, because sometimes, you know, if maybe I'm not told of changes, then I feel bad if I don't get you guys the information in time, but, you know, everyone's pretty understanding, and I try to figure out what's going on before that even becomes possible for you guys to kind of be out of the loop. So
yeah,
it's probably why I get a ton of updated emails to you guys.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Though. It is really helpful. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
So what do you do in your off days, or do you get off days? I guess is the other question.
Mostly, I get like half days if I do.
Yeah.
It kind of depends. When we have our like Sophia's our intern, when we have her, that's really nice because it's an extra set of hands for me. And then KL or Donna, if they're out on site, then, you know, sometimes we split up days, but other than that, pretty much in the office. And then my, like, the weeks I'm not here, like where Kathy Moore would be on the road, I'm in the office, and that's more so just like preparing for the next event. But she's transitioning into the office in Kathy Weidick's old role, and they're kind of revamping our player services team. So we're going to be like a 4-person team, and they're going to... So next year you'll see more rotation of different player services staff on both tours. But probably towards the end of season, it will mainly be me. And then I might get a couple off weeks just because the end of the season's quite a big stretch. So
yeah.
To be determined, but...
Yeah,
yeah, we're on 13 straight weeks on the road right now. This is number 2 out of 13 coming up. So,
with Q School and everything.
Q School, Q Series.
You have to go to Q School.
Senior LPGA Championship. Yeah, we're straight out through into November right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, do you also get half days?
Yeah, we'll do some like during the tournament days actually for us, like for me and DJ and Morgan Majeski, other Morgan, Captain Morgan, as I say. And then, because those days are like longer for us, but. We do less, you know what I mean? We're just there to
just in
support
case.
Or, you know, if something's going wrong or but, you know, like
and
our setup days
volunteers.
So we work a lot with the volunteers too on the tournament days, so, you know, once they're trained and know what they're doing.
And that's kind of like the big difference between LPGA and Symetra, because LPGA has like a whole tournament that usually runs the event, and then they have like volunteer chairs that train everybody, but a lot of tournaments don't have that, so that's kind of us on the road, and then we're the ones training the volunteers. But some tournaments do have the chairs too. It kind of just depends on the area and how many people volunteer. So
yeah,
depends a lot too if the tournament's like new or if it's been going on for like 4 or 5 years and like everybody's just doing the same thing they've been doing and they know what they're doing. So like this week is really, really good on volunteers, and last week in Milwaukee because it's the 4th or 5th year of that tournament, so that's super helpful. That helps us get
And even tournaments time. That used to be LPGA events, like in Rochester, a lot of those people used to work. Was it the Wegmans?
It was the Wegmans.
Yeah, so that used to be an LPGA event, so a lot of those people in the area used to volunteer there, so then they obviously still want to be in women's golf, so it's kind of cool. Yeah,
right. That is cool. So it sounds like you guys have, I mean, you have your designated roles, but you also...
Halftime game.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, two truths and a lie. Again. Because we think...
Again.
Well, I think it's like a fun way to get to know you guys. Mm-hmm. So, Morgan, I know you have some lined up, so...
Yeah, I wrote them down because I saw Leslie in the hall, and she was probably best to tell me to do this. All right, so I've had one hole-in-one. I have lived in the Middle East, and I've been to 17 countries.
That Middle Eastern part.
You can't guess because you know a little bit about me.
Oh, I might be stumped on this one. I don't know, actually.
Matt can help. You can help us out.
I don't know, honestly.
Has she had a hole-in-one?
Do you even play golf?
I feel like it's that. You sure you're not doing two lies and one truth?
Yeah, you'll have to guess.
Morgan, I might be stumped. Think about it. Nope, it's two truths.
I'm going to go with the Middle Eastern.
I'm going to go with the hole-in-one.
I'm going to say hole-in-one, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I have had a hole-in-one.
Really? I haven't had a hole-in-one. This infuriates me.
I think Birdcast listeners know.
You'll get one. I know. I feel like I say that every episode, but I'm going to get one eventually.
Yeah.
This week. It's coming this week.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And then it'll be because of this conversation.
Yeah.
Wait, so which one is it?
Yeah, so then I haven't lived in the Middle East. My mom did. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. She lived in Kuwait for like a year and a half.
Cool.
So...
Huh.
Wow.
And you have been to 17 countries.
Yeah, I have.
That's cool.
Looking for number 18, hopefully soon.
Yeah. What do you want your 18th? What would it be?
I don't know. Pretty high up on my list is like Thailand, India, Romania. Okay. I don't know.
That's a wild card. Romania?
Yeah,
Romania.
That's the other ones.
I really like Eastern Europe. Like, Poland's probably like one of my favorite countries I've been to. And like... Cool. I have been to Belgium.
You have?
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Good beer.
Yeah.
Good waffles, too.
Good waffles.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, on the fly, let's hear them.
All right, on the fly. All right. I have a 10-year-old golden retriever named Kobe.
Okay.
I've been to Mexico 3 times. Number 3.
Uh-oh.
I might be stumping myself here. I went to California 4 different times last year. I'm from New York, put it that way. So it's a far ways away.
I'm going to go with the Mexico one.
I believe the dog. The Mexico one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
I mean, I already see pretty much now, yeah, so.
I've never been to Mexico.
Oh, cool.
I've only been to Canada like 3 times, and other than that, I've never left the country.
Really?
So I got a long ways to go to get to 17.
We're gonna start planning a little Symmetra tour trip.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
A little Symmetra tour European vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Symmetra tour takes.
That would be good.
What do you like to do during the off season, or like, do you have an off season, or how does that work?
We're pretty much both in the office during the off season, so we're still working, you know, we're still working whatever hours we work during a tournament. We're in the office, 8:30 to 5:30.
Yeah, so it's like, probably like half of what we normally work.
Yeah, honestly, so we're still working.
Yeah.
Still working hard, getting ready for the next season, wrapping up the previous season.
So. Feels pretty good about like comp days. Like, I know I get comp days for every weekend I work or every holiday.
Okay.
So then it's kind of, you know, and we obviously get vacation days too. So,
yeah.
It's, you know, she's good about letting you see your family and stuff. Last, like, off season, I had a foster dog because I knew I would have more time at home. So I just kind of, you know, stuff like that when I'm home more, I can do something more.
That's really like our opportunity to use our vacation time pretty much. At least for you're a little different, Morgan, because you get. you know, you're not on the road straight 20 mm-hmm. weeks in a row like I am. No. So I don't really have an opportunity for half the year to
take advantage of it.
Yeah, I have to use my vacation. Like, I have to use it then. Otherwise, I don't have an opportunity to use it at all. So it's a lot more of a chill time working in the office. Like, obviously, it's not like dealing with weather delays and all that stuff that we deal with at a tournament site, you know, or just
depending on anybody else. The peak of the year, if we're waiting for members to sign up, it's not as much. It's more so just organizing. And then once the membership list comes out, I know they're really big into ordering what they need. So just kind of prepping. So
No, that makes sense. So then, like, obviously in season, as players, Leslie and I mean, like, I love the travel and love going from event to event, and I really like this lifestyle. I don't know, do you guys enjoy this lifestyle? Or I know, well, Matt,
I do.
You're a lot of weeks in a row, you get to go home a little bit more, I guess, Morgan, but
mine's a little, my situation a little bit different than Morgan's, because, like, she kind of has to be in the office during certain times during the season, where I left the office in Daytona in April, and I won't be back until November.
Yeah. So, do you even have a place in Florida?
No, I don't. I'm homeless. Okay. Yeah. I don't have a home. I don't have a car.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't.
So where do you go?
I'll go to Florida. Like, I'll end up, like last year I ended up just renting a spare bedroom from one of our other coworkers for, like, a few months. So I'll probably end up doing that again and figure out a car situation. That's kind of my my biggest issue.
Man, you're even, like, worse than us.
One of these years I'll grow up and become an adult and figure out my car situation. But
so then what are you doing off weeks?
Like, during the season?
Yeah.
So I've got three of them this year. So two of them I went back to New York, where I'm from, like, my hometown, and just hung out with family, relaxed, played some golf.
So do you put your official address with a family member or something like that? Or?
I still have it in Florida, just because there's, like, no state income tax in Florida, and there's a lot in New York.
Okay. Well, and, like, technically you're supposed to work out.
Yeah. It's like,
So, like, he doesn't have to have a home there, but, like, he needs to.
It's my legal residence, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then I went, my third off week, I went to Nashville to visit some friends for 4th of July, so it was a lot of fun. I'll try and still travel when I'm on the road, basically. I was still traveling.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's good for the point of my life I'm in. Like, I'm not married yet, and so it's nice to see new places. Like, I would have never gone to Rochester, New York, but it's probably actually one of my favorite stops. It's a pretty cool city.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see, like, different parts of the country that maybe you wouldn't typically go to, because, you know, you're probably going to go to, like, L.A. or New York, or, like, random big cities when you think of the United States places to go to. So it's kind of cool to see different parts. And
yeah.
I never knew Harris, Michigan existed, but I'm glad it does.
Yeah. Totally agree. Do you guys ever you don't do host housing ever, right? You guys are in hotels?
No, and Cincy,
rarely.
A couple of us, I guess a family had offered a house, and then they realized they were going to be out of town, so then they offered the house to be rented by staff.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of us were put together there.
I think once in, like, this is my third year, once in 3 years I've been in, like, a host house, but it's mostly, like, hotels, or if we're at, like, a resort, like, I don't know if you guys played Tullymore last year. So it's like, they have, like, cabins there basically as part of the resort, so they let us stay in those. Or, like, in Atlanta, they have, like, the lodge, like, on the golf course, where it's just, like, normally people
just, you, like, guys stayed in there.
Well, I think the guys did.
Half of us did.
That's cool.
So I think, like, it's more so, like, LPGA. Like, I got a few Airbnbs with a few staff members, because a lot of our tournaments, like, into the contract is, like, you'll provide staff hotel rooms or, like, housing, so then it's a little, like, different. Yeah.
Like, all the casino resort ones we go to, too, like, they're, like, the sponsors of it, so, like, we end up staying there.
That's great.
For most of them,
That's true,
Well, it's great unless you, like to play a lot of blackjack,
Yeah.
And it becomes an extra expense.
Is that your game, blackjack?
I like to play more Texas Hold'em, but not every place has a poker room, so I probably play more blackjack than anything.
Yeah.
So, Morgan, do you work for the LPGA as well, then? Do you go up?
Yeah, I'm doing six events this year, and then, kind of like I was saying earlier, like, they revamped the department to be kind of one big rotating department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know a former Symmetra player, Alice Kim, was just hired, so that should be nice, especially for you guys, because she'll kind of understand your perspective as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it sounds like there will be, like, four people rotating. So.
Is there a big difference between working with the LPGA players and Symetra players?
I don't really think so. I think the job is a little different, because I do a lot of admin part over here, but over on LPGA, I do more so the go-between, just organizing players for functions and then, like, the inside the ropes for people walking along.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of a little different role-wise, because they've always had that Kathy Weidick in the office, who now Kathy Moore will be there. So that's kind of, like, what we do. But I'd say, yeah. And a lot of you guys overlap anyway, so pretty much the same dealing with players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How important do you think these outside the rope activities are for, like, the tournament and the community as well as players?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great because, yeah, it kind of connects both together. And a lot of the times it's, like, kind of a charity tied in with the tournament already. So then it, you know, gets the word out there. And hopefully, you know, so far the feedback seems pretty positive from players, especially if it's something they're, like, passionate about, like going to children's hospitals or, like, animal shelters. If it's something that they kind of can connect to, and it's almost like, you know, it gives you a different outlet than just playing golf all the time, I guess. So, yeah.
What do you guys think? Do you guys like doing stuff like that?
Yeah, I like it.
I personally love it.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to, like, come to a new place and get to be a part of the community and, you know, help out. And
yeah. I really like doing the junior clinics.
Yeah.
Yeah,
enjoy
that.
Great. Yeah. And it's fun to have something, because we do, golf is so, like, self-centered almost. Mm-hmm. You're always focused on yourself and what you're doing and how you're feeling and your golf game. So it's fun to have the opportunity to kind of do something for somebody else and focus on somebody.
Nice distraction.
Yeah.
When you give back with your skills. I mean,
yeah.
To that little kid, like, you guys, that's amazing for them to, like, learn from you guys and everything.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly.
Also, like, that nine-hole daddy-daughter thing in South Bend. Maya and I both played in that.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was the dad and the daughter followed me all 3 days.
Oh, that's nice.
It was super
and
cute.
And she won there.
I won. They were
they
were my good luck
charms. You want to come out this week?
Yeah, they actually might be coming out this week. I'm super excited.
That's nice.
Yep. So we'll see. I'll have to text them and see.
We'll have to give her a sticker.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I got a question for you too.
Okay.
What's your favorite tournaments?
Rochester.
Rochester?
I do really like Rochester.
It's one of my favorites.
It's just the community is so into it.
That's true.
That is
true. I feel like that Rochester loves women's golf and is super excited to have us there.
Yeah.
And I have a great host family. And it's just, I love that event. Great golf course. So that's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like that one.
I really liked Cincinnati. Well, this is only my second season out here, so. And let's see. Georgia was fun, too.
Mm. Yeah, Atlanta's a good one.
And South Bend. Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, I don't know. They're all different.
Harris is a good one, too, because that's... I agree. You never have to get in a car.
Harris is just different.
Yeah, it's like
unique. I've left the compound, like, one time in 3 years there.
Yeah. So, for people that don't know, Harris, Michigan, we play an event. It's like a casino resort, and then the golf course is right there, too. So, you literally don't have to get in your car. There's player dining and staff dining right there. And it's a casino, so it's fun. You just hang out.
You can go back to the gambling episode where we talked with Kristen McPherson about.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's a unique one. But... And it's a great golf course, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get to play golf on the road?
I was going to say, that one at Harris is probably one of my favorite golf courses. I got to play it this year for the first time.
Yeah?
It was really nice. I thought I was in, like, incredible shape for the tournament.
Yeah, it was,
I thought it was,
for sure.
Like, on top of just being, like, a good layout and everything, I thought it was, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really nice.
Yeah.
So how did you get into working for the Symetra Tour, or, like, Women's Golf Tour?
That's a good question. So I went to school for sport management, and, like, I grew up playing golf, so I kind of wanted to work in golf, so I did a couple internships in the golf industry, and I graduated school, like, a semester early in December. This was open in January of that year, or, like, the following year, or whatever. So I kind of lucked into it, and timing was right, and actually, part of it, gotta give some credit to Mike Vidala here, the tournament director in Rochester. So I went to school in Rochester, so I actually knew him a little bit before. So
that's cool.
I'm sure he definitely played a part in me getting the job here.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. What about
Rochester's one of my favorite ones too.
Yeah, no, right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Home turf.
Well, I played college golf. I actually went to high school with a couple of like the golfers on Symetra and LPGA. Yeah. I grew up in Phoenix, so I knew like I wasn't going to turn pro. Like that wasn't really my level of interest or ability. So I had like internships all through college with golf. I knew I wanted to stay around it at least. And then once I graduated, I was originally going to go to school for sports psychology, but then like a month out, I was like, I really don't feel like going to school and getting my doctorate, because you kind of almost need a doctorate to be secure in it. And I was like, you know, I can always go back if I feel like it. So far I don't regret it, but then it moved me to Octagon. They have, so they're like a sports marketing event company, and they run like a ton of LPGA and just other events in general. So I started at Octagon in Naples for the CME, the LPGA event, and then the Men's Chubb Classic, which is the Men's Senior Tour event in Naples. Then from there, it was like a 6-month contract. They didn't have openings, so from there I saw this opening and applied and got it. So kind of just worked out timing-wise, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. For sure. Do you get to play golf at all on the road, or do you play at home at all?
I play more probably in Florida. Yeah. Maybe if I would like travel like week to week and depending on my flights, but sometimes when I'm taking over Kathy Moore's event for the next week, like by the time I can fly out of Florida, I wouldn't really have time. And probably Monday's like the best day I could do it for just for my work schedule.
Same. That's pretty much like the only opportunity we have to play is like either if we're coming to a tournament, like from somewhere close by and we can get there early enough to play, or if we're have time after the tournament, like if we have an off week or something after a tournament, we can fly out later and play like Monday morning or something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only opportunity we get to play.
Right.
Which is rare.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. You got any more questions? No. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Really thanks for having us.
You guys definitely play a big role in things running smoothly, and I know a lot of people don't say thank you enough, so thank you so much for everything
like
that you do.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, you guys really... It wouldn't be possible without you guys. So,
and thanks, Matt, for the awesome BirdieCast magnets.
Yeah.
Cool science.
Yep.
Don't forget to rate and review us. How do you do that again, Maya?
You scroll to the bottom and you hit 5 stars. Please leave us a comment, too. We really appreciate those. And let us know if there's anything you want to hear about or anything we could be doing better.
Follow us on Instagram at BirdieCast. And you can also message us there. We do have a few stickers left. So if you want to have one, just let us know.
Yep, and we do have an email as well, birdiecast@gmail.com, and a website, birdiecast.com.
Where you can subscribe to our email list at the bottom of the page, so you can get updates.
Exactly. And next week, we're going to be doing a little tour comparison. We'll have an LPGA Tour player on, and we're going to be talking about some of the differences between LPGA, Symetra, and even the PGA and web.com. So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to BirdieCast.